We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're continuing with reaction to the circus last night. Some people call it a debate. It was really an embarrassing circus. We're going to get Ian Hoke to read a couple of your texts coming up. Also, I'll get back to some of your emails. And if you're on hold, stay with us. Let's start off, though, with a couple of highlights from the debate last night. Former Vice President Joe Biden attacked President Trump on his response to COVID-19.
This is his economy that's being, he's shut down. The reason it's shut down is because, look, you folks at home, how many of you got up this morning and had an empty chair at the kitchen table because someone died of COVID? How many of you were in a situation where you lost your mom or dad and you couldn't even speak to them? You had a nurse holding a phone up so you could, in fact, say goodbye.
You would have lost far how more many people. Far more people.
And President Trump basically disagreed with Joe Biden.
We got the gowns, we got the masks, we made the ventilators. You wouldn't have made ventilators. And now we're weeks away from a vaccine. We're doing therapeutics already. Fewer people are dying when they get sick. Far fewer people are dying. We've done a great job.
President Trump said he didn't pay $750 in federal taxes. He said he paid millions.
I paid millions of dollars in taxes, millions of dollars of income tax. And let me just tell you, there was a story in one of the papers.
I paid
$38 million 1 year. I paid $27 million.
Show us your tax returns.
Can you believe what President Trump says? Joe Biden had the answer.
The fact is that everything he's saying so far is simply a lie. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you
I just
agree.
Want to make sure.
Joe, you're the liar.
I want to make sure.
I'm glad you ordered last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that.
Look, I thought it was wrong for Biden to tell Trump to shut up. But I also thought it was really wrong for Trump to question Biden's intelligence. You know, I don't know that that Trump has the highest IQ on the planet. I don't know how smart he is. He is very smart when it comes to marketing and manipulating people and things. But I don't know how intelligent he is. And don't know where he finished in his class, but I thought that was kind of a cheap shot. I'm surprised that Joe Biden didn't respond in a bigger way. Before I get to your calls, very quickly, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Oh boy, where'd it go? All right, let's start with this one. Chris Wallace has a new position. He's a moderator for The View. He completely lost it. That's from Cosmo.
Well, he did lose it. I'll talk more about that coming up. I lost some respect for Chris Wallace last night. Let's do another one.
Scoot, I love the Trump supporter who was disappointed by all three participants last night. Doesn't he realize that but for Trump, the debate would have been a more civilized event? That's from Sal.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I've seen people on social media talk about how Chris Wallace sided with Biden. Chris Wallace was trying to get the president to respect the rules and trying to get the president to answer questions. And so immediately, from the standpoint of a Trump supporter, that is, oh, well, you're not being fair to the president. Because, again, there are people who can't stand any challenge of President Trump whatsoever. One more, Ian.
I think in the future debates, they need to put them in an acrylic box with a microphone. I didn't picture it in my mind until I said it out loud. That's really funny. I think in the future debate, they need to put them both in an acrylic box with a microphone. And when it's their turn to talk, you turn the microphone on And when it's not their turn to talk, you turn the microphone off. Both of them last night were terrible. A true embarrassment that this is the best our country can come up with.
And that's the topic of the video that I posted on our Facebook page. Go to WWL Radio. It's posted there right now. You can get involved in that conversation. It's about an addition that I suggest for debates. Let's go to Lynn, who is in New Orleans. Lynn, welcome to our show. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I watched the debate last night, and I was thoroughly disgusted by it all, like everyone else. But I wanted to give – I think Chris Wallace did the best he could do with what he had in front of him. Meaning, you know, he didn't favor Biden. He didn't he was trying to get the president to behave. Now, I think a lot of people are saying, oh, he should have cut his mic. Well, it would have been – if he had cut the president's mic, then it would have been a lot of, you know, hoopla about him cutting the sitting president's mic. I think Joe Biden tried to be respectful. I think he tried to – he did not buy into Trump's vitriol. He didn't do it. And I think so for Trump supporters, that might make him look weak, but I think it made him look – it made him look better, certainly better than Trump. I think Trump's behavior was thoroughly disgusting. And what you said about him not for him not really standing up and saying that he was not a racist and that he did not support hate groups, it tells the whole country where he feels, where he stands. And it certainly tells, you know, black people where he stands. And if you did not know that, you know, where he stood, and I think Tim Scott needs to be voted out of his seat. That was ridiculous.
All right, Lynn, I appreciate your call. Let's go to New Orleans. And Mark, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. If you could bear with me, I don't want to give opinion. I want to give facts. And I want to maybe get some of my expertise. It's 10 years in military intelligence and 20 years with the IRS and special investigations, terrorist groups, militia groups, and so forth. Maybe educate this public. But just for a little levity, I think I want to make a recommendation for the campaign theme song for Biden to be Fortunate Son. I'm sure you know.
Okay.
Don't you, Silver Spoon, you know the song. Anyway, real quick.
Well, I mean, you don't think Trump had that? I mean, Trump's daddy gave him $1 million?
Exactly. That song was written about him. But anyway, real quick. In my opinion, not only people that debates have any relativism is to have more confirmation bias, which is, you know, confirm their bias. It doesn't matter what Trump says or Biden says. It's going to confirm their bias. And you have to have zero open-mindedness, never researched or did any independent verification. That's how you choose a voter. You don't look at these people howling at each other. That's absurd to make a decision on that. That said, Chris Wallace, that lady, that woman was right on the money. What do you want Chris Wallace to do? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. He cuts the mic off, all the Trump nut jobs be saying, oh, they favoring the Democrats. Don't they remember? He's a Fox News network reporter. I mean, what else can they do? But that said, let me just say this, two sayings. You know the saying, basically, I'm paraphrasing. If you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. This is what this country is doing. If anybody knows anything about early Hitler and Mussolini, they started out just like Trump, a so-called populist. They catered to militia groups. They had their militia. It's the exact same thing that went on then. And you know what? As far as militia groups and Antifa, Antifa's not even investigated because it's not an organized with a hierarchy. You want to talk about groups besides the ones you said, Posse Comitatus? I could run off 100 that are all to the teeth. And they neo-Nazis, all of them come from backgrounds or rejected children. That's Trump's vote. And the reason Trump didn't condemn them is because that's his voters. I mean, wake up, people. And real quick, let me move on. You know, and what did anybody expect? I predicted, I told my family, you know what, why watch it? All Trump's going to do is interrupt and insult, and sure enough. And you know what, here's where, you know what, the Democrats are, and let me tell you this, I'm not a Biden fan at all. I would vote for Attila the Hun if he was running against Trump. That's how pathetic I think Trump is. But that said, and let me, I'm trying to go fast for you.
Okay.
You know, it's like he's childlike, insulting. What an image for the children of this country. You know, these Republicans, don't they think about their children and the future of the image? You know, here's a guy on film about grabbing women, and you know what, I can't say that. Let's
mm-hmm.
grab it.
Know.
You know what I want to say to this, you know, and he's honoring Steve Scalise because he got shot at a baseball game and insult my fellow veteran John McCain. You know, people just ignore this shit. Excuse my language.
Okay, well, you know.
401ks,
yeah.
Their 401ks, if they had the tax breaks Donald Trump had, they could stash that money in their 401ks. Even if it was taking losses, they'd have more money. I am incensed about, insulted that he is, you know, and we got a Biden paid $250,000 in 1 year, and people just ignore this stuff. You know, this country is going down the road that you know, the Roman Empire and everybody else. Read your history, people. We're only 200 years old. They lasted 1,000.
Yeah.
We never.
Well, I hope, Mark, I hope that we get smart before we end up like Germany or like the Roman Empire. Mark, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, we're getting reaction to the debate, the circus last night, just the chaotic confrontation between Trump and Biden. And, you know, I understand the comments that people are making about Chris Wallace. What could he have done? Well, you know, I almost expected him to just kind of be a little more assertive and like, Mr. President, we're going to stop right now until you agree to follow the rules. And if you're not going to follow the rules, then what are you doing here? I mean, I felt like there was more that Chris Wallace could have done, and maybe not, because I've been a fan of Chris Wallace. And yesterday I mentioned that I thought he was an excellent person to be selected as moderator. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. If trying to get Trump to be civil and follow the rules means that he is... That Chris Wallace is somehow siding with Biden, that is just a total blatant misunderstanding of reality. Getting Trump to follow the rules was not siding with Biden. It was calling out Trump for stupidity. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Fox News moderator last night, Chris Wallace, said that, well, this was actually during the debate, he kept saying to President Trump, please stop interrupting.
I think that the country would be better served if we allowed both people to speak with fewer interruptions. I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
Well, and him too.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting
than
he has.
Well, that's all right, but he does plenty.
Well, less than, sir, less
There's
than,
plenty.
No,
he
less
does.
Than you have. Let's please continue on.
Childish. Childish. The behavior of a third grade student. Desperate to be the class clown. Who continues to interrupt. I'm Scoop. We're continuing with the reaction to the debate last night. Here's a comment from Bubbles. This is an email. It says, hi, Scoot. It was embarrassing. It was disturbing. It was hard to watch. But like a bad traffic accident, it was hard not to watch. It was exhausting. And here's a comment from Thomas that says, Trump original a statement about removal of the Confederate statues when he said there are good people on both sides. I'm not talking about the KKK, white supremacy, or Antifa. Both acted like little boys. Chris Wallace grew up in Mike Wallace's house. He is a moderate at best. Trump seemed like he thought he would at least get balanced. I thought Chris Wallace was very balanced. And again, I totally reject the notion that correcting Trump was somehow siding with Biden. Trump was out of line. And if that means in your mind that he's siding with Biden, then that's I don't see how you can make that that argument. From Mandeville, Joe, you're on WWL. Hey, Joe.
Okay, so he was interrupted 77 times, and Biden was interrupted 15 times. You're telling me that's not balanced? What is it, Joe? You know, come on. You got to be ridiculous about how this thing came out. And you, for the second time, have called Trump a racist. Okay.
No, I didn't. I did not.
You know he didn't.
I
like
did
that
not.
Question.
Joe, look, I did not. I'm not going to let you get away with that, Joe.
It about 20 minutes ago,
I did not say it. I'll tell you what I said. You want me to tell you what I said?
Let's hear it.
I said that Trump's failure to denounce white supremacists either means he is a racist or he is sympathetic of racist groups.
There you go. There you go.
So I didn't say, okay, I did not say he was a racist. I said he's either a racist or he's sympathetic of racist groups.
Scoot, listen to me, please. I'm just asking you to go back and play it again.
I'm not going to do that, Joe, because I just quote. I'm not going to do that, Joe. I just quoted what I said. I just quoted what I said. I'm very accurate with that. Joe, your impression is different. Let me ask you this. Are you a white supremacist?
No, wait. I got a question for you.
Are you a white supremacist?
You're not going to let me make my statement. You're not going to let me.
Well, Trump didn't let Biden say much last night either, so get used to it.
Okay. Well, the fact of the matter is Chris Wallace asked that question, and you go back and play it again. He said, sure. He didn't want to go into a full-fledged answer because he knew it was going to be just like it was 4 years ago about David Duke. Okay, it didn't matter how he was going to answer it. Y'all are going to.
Well, you're wrong, and I'm gonna once again remind you of the comment from Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends, who said President Trump, and these are basically his words, President Trump missed the easiest layup in debate history by not denouncing white supremacy. Are you a white supremacist?
You're asking about me.
I'm asking you if you're a white supremacist. Are you a white supremacist? Are you a white supremacist? Joe, are you a white supremacist?
Said sure. Now, I'm not going to dignify it with an answer.
Right.
Because you know if I answered it, everybody would say, no, he's not. Okay?
Well, Joe, you're not denouncing being a white supremacist, so I'm going to let you go because I don't have any reason to really talk to you at this point. Seriously, I mean, Joe would not even denounce being a white supremacist. I mean, again, if you're not denouncing it, then maybe you are. Let's go to Parkway Bakery, one of my favorite places to eat. Carol, you're on WWL. Hey, Carol.
Hi. Hey. I can smile because I'm about to sink my teeth into the most delicious oyster po' boy in the neighborhood.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, go get one. They have them today and tomorrow only, but they are scrumptious. But
oh, they
I have
are.
Four points to make. First of all,
okay.
As a high school debater, Trump would have been thrown out of the debate. He would have been disqualified for constantly interrupting the moderator. And my second point is his dad was a member of the KKK in New York. And as an American history and civics teacher, I didn't even realize that the KKK was all over the country and in New York. I just thought it was in the South. And remember when David Duke ran for governor, because I ran for state representative years ago, he, after he lost that race to Edwin Edwards, he went to Russia because that's where the white supremacists get all this training. And my other point is, it's just the idea that Biden is a statesman and all politicians do not lie. They might be boring, but all politicians are not liars. Trump is a supreme expert liar. He's been doing it his entire life.
Now,
and,
Carol,
you know, it's sad. It's embarrassing for our nation. The world is watching us, and I'm just praying. I can't wait for our early voting, October the 16th through the 27th, because I'm going to be there, or be square, because this madness and chaos will end once people show that they love America. People get mixed up with democracy and Democrats. You know, we need a democracy to have a viable country. We were used to be the envy of the world. That's why everybody came here. So let's get back to being better than we were and rectifying this horrible, horrible situation. But thanks.
And Carol, what I'd like you to do is I appreciate all of that. Now relax and go enjoy your oyster po' boy at Parkway Bakery.
Okay. Bye, darling.
All right, Carol. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I will also get Ian to read more of your text coming up in just a few minutes. Let's see, from Covington, Chalot. You're on WWL. Hey, Chalot.
Hey, too. Yeah, I got two stories for you. I think it's just going to kind of give you a representation of what's going on.
Okay.
The first is, so I got a neighbor. He's a Republican, but you know he's a reasonable guy. He's all into taxes, and he's Catholic. He's real, you know. He's evangelical, so you know, mm-hmm. the abortion issue and all. He's always voted Republican. Well, last night I was out walking my dog Chauncey, and he went over and pulled his Trump sign out of the ground and threw it in the trash.
Wait, he did what? He took his Trump sign? He took his Trump sign and threw it in the trash.
Yeah. He's got a, he had a son like Biden's son. He also served in the military, and his son died of cancer, not brain cancer like Biden's son, but his son also died of cancer.
Cancer's cancer,
and he said... He said, "When a man is talking about the loss of a child, and you interrupt him and start yelling about his other kid having a drug problem, doing cocaine, like how disrespectful,
yeah,
to a family, how disrespectful about like you know, I mean, I never thought Trump with 200 some thousand people dead, I never thought Trump really cared about life the way that we, you know that a normal person would. You can see he's very cavalier about it." But the second story I was going to tell you is that, so I work at the strip mall off of, you know where it is. But I tell you, the gun store, there's some guys in there today, gun shop, getting ammunition. And the guy said, well, President Trump told us to be on the standby, to be ready. So we're getting our extra ammo in case he needs us. Like the white supremacists took his words and acted on them. Now they are like buying guns and more ammunition. I mean, they want a civil war, and Trump's feeding them.
There are white supremacist groups that are hoping for a civil war. In fact, they have actually, some have reportedly infiltrated Black Lives Matter at certain protests to enhance that possibility. To actually make Black Lives Matter look bad, look really violent and really bad, so whites start to rise up against Black Lives Matter in a way of trying to create a civil unrest.
Yeah, I think you're the Proud Boys. They're a racist organization, white supremacists.
Yeah.
They've been behind the scenes, always supporting Trump. After what Trump said last night, the label that they use now has Trump's words emblazoned across it.
I saw that. Stand by
and be ready. Be on standby. Can you imagine telling a group of armed nutcakes like they had up in Michigan with Mohawks and machine guns that they should get ready? What are they getting ready for? You know, he knows he's going to lose, and he wants to burn this country down on the way out.
Gillette, I appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing those stories. I don't think this country is going to burn down. I don't know if that's President Trump's goal or not. I think that's kind of extreme, but interesting stories about the guy next door, the very religious person, always voted Republican, who took his Trump sign and threw it in the trash. I'm also overhearing people who are buying ammo saying, we're buying ammo because Trump may need us. And Trump gave a shout out to the Proud Boys, which is a white supremacist group. And this was all during the exchange where President Trump refused to denounce white supremacy. And the president gave a shout out to the Proud Boys and said, stand back, stand by. And that was an alert to them to get ready to hit the streets. I mean, this is really scary, scary stuff. And we've talked recently about this appetite for totalitarianism that seems to be shared with Trump and a lot of people close to him. This is really scary. And it's disturbing, to say the least. So last night was more than an embarrassment. It was disturbing. All right, let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke, and let's do a couple of your text messages. Ian?
What's the difference between, quote-unquote, sympathizing with racists and being an actual racist?
Well, I guess there's not a lot of difference, but I mean, if you're actively a racist, you're going to do things that would be a little different than sympathizing with racists. But I never said President Trump was a racist, and people have said it up to this point, but I've never said that. There are people who believe he's a racist. I don't know whether he's a racist or he is sympathizing with racist groups. Let's do another one.
Joe Biden is not a good person. All night, he was constantly spouting lies, and I'm proud our president defended himself. He's been in politics for 46 years with nothing to show. By his comments over the year, it's clear Biden is a racist.
I don't see how you come to that deduction. I don't understand how you conclude that Biden is a racist because he's done nothing. It may be that Joe Biden did nothing, but it's maybe he did it better than maybe he did nothing better than anybody else. And that's why he's where he is. All right. One more, Ian.
I think Jerry Springer should be the next moderator with his security control, maintaining control.
You know, I love what Carol brought up. She's at Parkway Tavern having lunch and listening to our show. Parkway Bakery. And she said that she knows about high school debating, and Trump would have technically have been disqualified. Okay, if you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And let's remember that with this opportunity to vote, we have the power. Vote. It's not too late to register to vote. If you're young, vote. If you're middle-aged, vote. If you're old, vote. If you're black, white, evangelical, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, vote. That's what we have to do. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. How did you feel watching the debate last night? There were times last night during the debate that I was getting a flashback to being a kid and playing a Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Also, this morning I spent a little time listening to a talk station in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were very, very right-wing, very oblivious to reality. And I mean really doing nothing but sucking up to Trump and defending everything that he did. And again, even Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends was critical of Trump. Not denouncing white supremacy just paints you as a certain type of person. And I don't understand it. I mean, this is just an opportunity for the president to once again try to broaden his base or continue to focus on this small base. All these people who think that they're the majority, they're not. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Biden would not commit to not expanding the justices on the Supreme Court. Well, Brian sent me an email, and this is an example of why we need to point out when people ask presidents to do things or think that presidents can do things that they say they can do and they can't do it, we need to be smarter as voters. I mean, why even ask a president about abortion? The president of the United States can't do a damn thing about overturning Roe v. Wade other than appoint somebody to the Supreme Court. But people vote for candidates like governors and mayors and representatives and senators and presidents. They vote for them because they're against abortion, like they can do something about it. None of those people can do anything about it. None. So here's the email from Brian. It would take a constitutional convention to increase the number of justices in the Supreme Court. So you would need a vote of both houses, the president signing off on it, as well as 2/3 majority of every state in the country before you can increase the number of justices on the Supreme Court. So stop asking about whether or not the Supreme Court's going to be expanded. And you know, Biden really, in my opinion, maybe should just say what he really believes. Either you believe it should be expanded or you don't. I think we can deal with what we have. It's worked for a long time, and I don't see why it won't work with 9 justices at this point. But there's nothing the president can do about that. From Lakeview, Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Before I talk about the debate and one thing in particular with the debate, I wanted to address Joe in Mandeville who called a couple of callers ago. I don't know if he's still listening, but the guy that said you called Trump a racist when you didn't.
Yeah.
So I'll say it to Joe. Trump is absolutely a racist, and all you have to do is Google redlining, getting sued by the Justice Department for redlining back in the 60s or 70s, not renting his apartments to black people, but renting to white people. He was sued for that by the Justice Department. Google the Central Park Five, the five guys in Central Park, the black guys, I think one of them maybe was Hispanic, wrongfully convicted of raping a woman in Central Park. They were ultimately found not guilty, and Trump still went after them, even after they were found not guilty. Trump led
those those would be the actions of a racist.
Trump led the birther movement against Obama, even after Obama produced his birth certificate. Now, Joe doesn't strike me as the type of guy who believes Obama's birth certificate. I'm sure he thinks that Obama was, you know, is not American and Michelle's a man and everything. But, you know, Trump does like the poorly educated. He said so. So that makes sense.
Well, it is a fact that Trump does better with less educated people.
Trump loves the poorly educated. What I wanted to say about the debate, first of all, I kind of liked that Biden hit back and said, you know, will you just shut up, man? And he called him a clown. He didn't overdo it with that stuff. But, I mean, I'm kind of glad that Joe had a little fight in him. Trump, you know, just he was a complete idiot, as usual. I don't think that surprised many people. But I think what should concern most people, whether you like Trump or not, is his continuing to not admit that he'll accept the election results. That scares me the most. And he was asked again last night if he'll accept the election results, and he refused to admit that he would. This is a guy who ignores subpoenas. He drags stuff out in court. I'm really afraid that he's going to lose the election, and he's just not going to leave the White House. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, he is certainly laying the groundwork for a struggle and not a peaceful transfer of power. I mean, he's more than implying it. He basically says that, you know, unless, you know, if I have any reason to believe that this is not legitimate, and he's already saying it's not going to be legitimate, so we have every reason to believe that he's not going to believe the results, that he's not going to want to leave. One of the reasons that people are saying that he doesn't want to leave is because he's afraid of being indicted. He's protected as president. If he gets out as he's a private citizen, as Donald Trump, he's going to be in a lot of trouble with his taxes and a lot of things. And so, he's going to be in trouble.
But if you're a Trump supporter, this isn't a good precedent. Your president that you support is not willing to admit that the election is a fair, you know, there's a fair result, there's a peaceful transition. This sets a very bad precedent, and it's the hallmark of a totalitarian, authoritarian dictator.
Exactly, Steve.
They'll scream till their face is blue about Biden, you know, bringing socialism, even though he's basically you know, a Republican light, basically. I mean, he's very center. He's nowhere close to being a socialist. But they don't recognize that the danger of Trump. It's mind-boggling.
Steve, that is exactly right. I said this, many times recently, because it's obvious to me. Those people who are so concerned, and they're all over social media, if you vote for Biden, we're going to become progressive socialist. The chances of that, if Biden wins, are a lot less than our move toward totalitarianism if Trump is reelected. And the characteristics of a totalitarianism seem to live within the brain of President Trump. Steve, I appreciate the call. Here is that moment. This was rather early in the debate when Biden told Trump to shut up.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
The question is, the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
All right. Look, that's not a civil way to handle it. I'm not applauding Joe Biden for doing that. That's not civil. That's not being civil. But Trump interrupted a lot more. A lot more. And again, why will Trump not denounce white supremacy? We've been dealing with this for a long time. I don't know why this is so hard to understand, that we're all here together. And why can't we get along? And why are we allowing the president, the media, Russia, anybody to divide us? We're better than that. I'm Scoots. We'll be back on WWL. You know, let's just take a moment to redefine something. Flying an American flag, walking down the street with an American flag, does not mean you're a conservative. It should not mean you're a conservative. And I'm bothered by this idea that the symbol of the American flag only represents conservative ideology. It shouldn't be that way. And so Democrats need to do a better job, and independents need to do a better job of taking back the image of the flag. And Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio last night was talking about get out the Trump signs and the American flags. And that just reminded me that the right has taken the American flag as their symbol. It's not their symbol. It's the symbol of this country. And shame on Democrats and shame on independents if you don't do a better job taking the American flag as your symbol as well. We're continuing with reaction to the Trump-Biden blank show last night. It was a mess. But I tell you what, I watched the whole thing. It was damn entertaining. I'm Scooch. We're coming right back with more of your comments. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.